I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
So far, in this expanding world of yoga with animals, we talked to some folks with, it was goat yoga. And then there was another one, too. I forget what it was. It was goat yoga, and there was maybe like pig yoga or something like that. Well, right now, I was just in Sarasota, Florida, and I did see signs for this attraction. The Big Cat Habitat and Gulf Coast Sanctuary in Sarasota is offering a yoga program to come inside the enclosures of some of their 50 big cats and do yoga with tigers. Tigers and other big cats, they say, will be safely in their enclosure while you work out your downward dog poses or whatever. It probably drives the cats crazy. And then the cat habitat there, you can do the yoga. It says yoga with tigers is intended to provide people with the exercise of body and mind through your combined up-close experience with lions, tigers, and other big cats. I don't know how much you can relax and totally let go when that's going on right beside you.
No, that's not the kind of animal. Now, what kind of animal would you think would be yoga appropriate?
A sloth.
A sloth, yeah.
Well, most of the times when you go see lions at the zoo, they're laying there sleeping. But, you know, like a rehab place, a facility where they're in, like, cages and you're doing yoga next to them. I imagine they're probably watching you.
Aren't they in, or they're pacing back and forth, and that's not good.
That's not
a yoga vibe.
Yeah.
Woman spent a week in a silo.
Asylum?
Silo. Oh. In Indianapolis. She was rescued from a silo Saturday after she was trapped at the bottom. She says for a week. This is a 30-foot silo. Workers had been preparing to replace this silo when they discovered this woman, this 28-year-old woman. She told crews that, I don't really have a place to live right now, so it's kind of looking for a place to hang for a while.
All this corn's real easy to lay back on.
So she dropped in there about a week ago. Wasn't intending to hang there for a week. She said she climbed up the outside ladder on the silo to get in. And when she mounted the inside ladder, she fell all the way down. Crews rescued the woman in about 15 minutes, removing her through the lower silo hatch. She was described as being alert with no visible signs of injury.
Well, though this played out nearly a year ago, police are just issuing a warrant for the couple suspects involved here. But last July, shortly after midnight, at Stymie's Bar in Winona, Minnesota. Stymie's was just getting ready. Stymie's?
Oh, Stymie's.
Stymie's Bar.
Stymie's the guy in Little Rascals.
That's right. Stymie's Bar in Winona. They just finished up cashing out the pool tab money for the night. And the girl in charge stepped outside to have a smoke with a few others. That's when two men wearing all black walked up. Their faces, they had the bandanas and ski masks and all that. One of them has his hand hidden inside a paper bag, and he raises it towards the bartender, and he says, hey, look, we're not messing around here. She's like, this guy's got a gun. And so one masked man, the other guy, while the guy's got the bag and holding everybody at hostage, this guy goes around and grabs the two pull tab boxes from behind the counter, and it looked like they're just going to make this clean getaway. Then one of the men dropped a pull tab box full of money. That, they say, gave one of the guys there, one of the witnesses, a chance to approach the other guy while the guy's picking up the money. And he knocks the bag off of the guy holding the bag. And it turns out he's holding a bottle of Febreze air freshener underneath the bag. And when everybody else sees that, it's game on. Yeah. Now it's a little more even fight. Yeah. And so the mask gets pulled off, the Febreze gets knocked down, the money gets grabbed back, and these guys take off running. Well, you know, who are these strangers? Well, it'd be tougher if they were strangers. And if they weren't in the bar 15 minutes before they come back in, they'd been there like 20 minutes earlier, went and put on the stuff, came back to
Got
rob
some
the. Yeah. So the Febreze.
I can't believe it's news.
Did not get it done.
Probably wasn't even their own Febreze. It probably went in the bathroom and found some in there or something.